This Sunday at Mass, we read from the Gospel of Luke about the visit of Jesus to Martha and Mary. It's hard for us to keep the Gospel separate and let each evangelist tell the story he wants to tell. So when we hear about Martha and Mary in Luke's Gospel, we can't help but think about the Martha and Mary in John's Gospel, who live in Bethany, whose brother Lazarus dies, and whom Jesus will raise from the dead. In John's Gospel, Martha seems to shine as she runs to Jesus and expresses her faith when her brother dies. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died, but even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I've come to believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who's coming into the world." Now you can't ask for a stronger expression of faith than that, can you? But Luke, in his gospel, presents the two women differently. So let's hear his story. This is the only mention Luke makes of Martha and Mary in his gospel. It's all he tells us about them. He doesn't say they live in Bethany or that they have a brother named Lazarus who died and who was raised. No. This story is part of Luke's journey narrative of Jesus on his way to Jerusalem. Luke wants us to know that Jesus the prophet is making his way to Jerusalem. And when he enters your house, you should listen to him. That's what Mary does. She listens to him. Martha is too concerned with taking care of things, and she misses what Jesus says. Now, I suppose we can all say that, like Martha, we can get so caught up with things that we miss what Jesus the prophet wants us to know. We might be doing the best things, but we all need to listen more. We might be the best people, but even the best people may not listen enough. But still, I find it hard not to praise Martha as we listen to Luke's gospel. St. Augustine obviously had a soft spot for Martha. He says that she cared for the Word made flesh, who was hungry and thirsty, tired, and in need of human care and support. She longs to share what Mary enjoys, his presence, his wisdom, and his gifts, and she will find her desires fulfilled. Martha, if I may so say so, you'll find your service blessed and your work rewarded with peace. Now you are much occupied in nourishing the body, admittedly a holy one. But when you come to the heavenly homeland, you'll find no traveler to welcome, no one hungry to feed or thirsty to give drink, no one to visit or quarreling to reconcile, no one dead to bury. No, there will be none of these tasks there. What you will find there is what Mary chose. There we shall not feed others, we ourselves shall be fed. What Mary chose in this life will be realized there in full. She was gathering only fragments from that rich banquet, the Word of God. Do you wish to know what we will have there? The Lord Himself tells us when He says to His servants, "Amen, I say to you," He will make them recline, and passing, He will serve them.